Dear God, in the wondrous name of Jesus, we say thank you again for drawing our hearts here this morning. Lord, I am encouraged to ask that your wondrous Spirit just increase the fervent love in the lives here today. Lord, it's only through your word and your truth and the grace and the love and the peace that you bring. God, open our hearts this morning. Let us be attentive to your word. Let us understand that these are the solemn times, dear God, the monumental moments in our lives to receive the fullness of God in your word and in your word alone. Oh, and it works effectually in them that believe. Glory to God that you're bringing us to it. Thank you, Lord, that we're looking for you to come today. Thank you that we might see your sweet face this morning. God, to be with your wonderful Son. I'm so thankful that you made it so simple and plain. It's in my Son. I'm the Father, but it's in my Son. And as we worship that wonderful name of Jesus, that's the most pleasing thing to God there could ever be. So thank you for him today, Father. I so love him. We so love your Son this morning. I'll asking your just wonderful Holy Spirit to come in and anoint. And it's in that wondrous name we pray, Jesus. Amen. All right, let's open our Bibles this morning. And we're going to go to Daniel chapter 10. Can you imagine? We're finally back. And I believe the Lord has, if he tarry, a couple more lessons to glean from this wondrous text. But we're in Daniel chapter 10, and we'll pick it up from the 7th verse. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me. For my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words. And when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright. For unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God. Now, a few weeks back, we began on this journey of how he comes for our words. Praise God. He hears us. He knows what's going on. And how intimate the thought here is. How much God loves us. He loves you. He's hearing your voice. He understands your words. He understands your heart. He's the one that discerns the heart. Praise God. And the first thing that we saw was in the verse 7, how he does this is he shakes things up in our lives. And he's going to shake them up over and over and over. Because he wants to get you alone. He wants you to get to a place where you're dependent upon him. That you begin to look into his wonderful face. That you're not turned the other way. Let me tell you something. You've got that embrace. And it's an everlasting embrace. And he's got you. Let me tell you something. He's got you. Amen. Now, Lord, my whole life, I'm just learning. Let me just turn to you and embrace you back. And look into that wonderful face. Those eyes that never take their eye off of me. I want to have that kind of love for you, Lord. I just want to look at you and I just want to see you in this wonderful word and everything that you're doing in my life. So praise God. And while we see that we're alone with him, he gives us a vision. And that vision is to see him. And today, brothers and sisters, I want to rest in verse 8 and 9. And we're going to see that it's all because not only does he want us to see him, he wants to speak with us. Believe it or not, God desires for you to hear his words. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard people, whether it's on the phone or coming in the office or way back when I was even blessed to do Sunday school. If only the Lord would speak to me. Come on now. I know it wasn't you. But if only the Lord would speak to me. I feel like David. Have you ever said that? And heavens are just like sound and brass. If only the Lord would speak to me. I just need to hear Him. Well, here it is. Here it is, brothers and sisters. And the question is not, will He speak to me? The question is, and listen to this, is are you willing to hear Him? The question is, are you really willing to allow Him to speak to you? See, brothers and sisters, He's got so much to say to us. He does. He's got so much to tell us. But I was thinking about those disciples as He told them. He said, you know, I've got many things to say unto you guys. But you can't bear them now. You can't understand them right now. But when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will lead you or guide you into all truth. Because He is with you and He shall be in you. Now that's some mighty stuff. I love that. Well, is it in you? Come on now. Is it in you? Praise the Lord. And are we willing to let Him guide us into this depth this morning, brothers and sisters? How far are we going to allow the Lord to take us? I was relishing in that wonderful scripture in Matthew when He says, let me tell you something. You better listen. Do you love father? Do you love mother? Do you love your sons or your daughters more than me? Well, if so, you're not worthy to come after me. See, we got to get things right. See, we try to prioritize. We always hear about that. Oh, let's prioritize in our life. You know, I got to get this, and this is first and second. And all. Let me tell you something. It's just the Lord first. And that's it. That is absolutely it. And then He puts everything in its proper place. He puts everything in its proper place every single day. You put Jesus before you and it just works out. You put Jesus before you and we've said it many times. I become the husband that I need to become. I become the daddy that I need to become. I will fulfill by the grace of God. It's Christ in me that's going to do it. But as I worship the Lord and I put Him first in my life, I'm going to love you right. I am. I'm going to have His love. I'm going to have His patience. I'm going to have His temperance. I'm going to have the things of God. They're mine. Is it in you? Well, by the grace of God, I am filled with the Holy Spirit. And one of the things He promised in that infilling of the Holy Ghost is He's going to take the things of Christ and He's going to make them mine.
Hallelujah.
Make them mine. Praise God. That's mighty. Right. Greater things than I did, you're going to do. Now, I know you're sitting there and thinking, oh man, He said all this, but my goodness. This is Jesus we're talking about. Christ in me. I'm starting to get that. That's the hope of glory. What He's doing in our lives, brothers and sisters. You're not your own. Got to get understanding of that. You're bought with a price. You're redeemed. He has you. He bought you. I'll give you the word. He owns you. He does. And it's such a sweet thing. He took you in to give you everything. All He wanted you to do was yield to Him. He said, honey, I'm going to give you everything. The half has not been told. I'm going to tell you, it's not just half of my kingdom. Everything I got's yours. Come on. Do you know the Scriptures? I believe you do. Now, do you believe the Scriptures? See, that's the difference. It's going to work effectually in them that believe. We're studying those Thessalonica saints. Isn't that wonderful? In the book of Thessalonians. How long we been sitting here, brother? Come on now. How long we been here? After just 3 short weeks with those brothers and sisters, it was so wonderful. They were taking it in. I love it. They got to the front of the line. I've seen people come in this meeting and it's exciting. And they get a hold of the Lord. And some of the people that have gotten a hold of the Lord by the grace of God years back, it kind of offends them. What do they think? They're sitting in the front row. You got to start back there and you move in. Come on. I love it. Get out there. Get in there. get it while the getting's good. And the getting's good right now. See, that's the wonderful thing about the things of God is He wants us to come in there. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace. He didn't say, well, you had to be in here 1 year or 5 years or whatever it is. You're accepted in the beloved. By the grace of God, He wants you to come boldly in there and to get it. Oh, hallelujah, what God is doing. Well, do we really want to move into that? Brothers and sisters, have we really come and taken up our cross? I heard Brother Kevin had been rejoicing in that with you last week, and I'm so thankful to God for that. See, He's got things to say to us, but He's got to get you alone with Him. He does. Yeah. See, I could fill you full of fluff. I really could. God help me that I'd never do that. If I did, just tell me to go sit down. But I mean that. See, we could get in here and say, you know, what's going to make the difference in your life is you just got to have a bunch of positive thoughts. What do you think of that? Huh? You got to get a bunch of positive people in your life. Or you know that's just not going to work. How about Brother Paul? He wanted to get back to the Thessalonians, didn't he? And where did God have him stuck? In Corinth, with those Corinthians. You ever read 1st and 2nd Corinthians? We just got through studying it. What a bunch of mess. But God had him there. He had him fellowshipping there. He had him giving them the Word of God there. There wasn't a lot of positive people there. But God was there. The Lord was there. The power of His might was there. Because that's where God wanted Paul to be. Huh? We could all stand up and we could hold hands and we could do all these different things. And don't get me wrong, I'm happy you hold hands. Brothers, I just think, and I'm talking to myself, maybe we need to hold our wives' hand a little bit more. See, I'll get a couple nice emails from the ladies for that. But it's true. But it's true. But see, it's preach the Word. We're not going about this by feeling. We're going about this by faith. That's the only way we're going to happen. It's the only way the Word of God is going to be built in your life. It's got to be by faith. And then in faith, it's so wonderful, as the Lord was encouraging my heart, He'll get you to feel like you've never felt before. He will. You'll feel godly things. You'll start getting a little glimpse of what a glorified body is going to be like in a sense. Now, I'm not going like we've got it yet. You know that. But I'm telling you what, when He said living in Canaan now, I'm starting to eat some wonderful food. The fat of the land. Oh, Jesus is so good. I hope we're getting this. Praise God. Notice, therefore, 8th verse, I was left alone. Not only was I alone, I was left alone. This is desert time. I don't need a show of hands. But I'm sure we're in a lot of desert time here today, aren't we? Praise God. Well, it's the most mighty time. Distractions all gone. Has He got you back on the backside of the desert tent in a herd of goats or sheep? What do you think? Oh, but I was built to do this, God. Come on. I should be doing this. I know I've got a gift. I'm going to give you a gift, son. I'm going to send you on the backside of the desert for 40 years. And you're going to be alone with me. And you're going to receive of me. Hallelujah. You willing to get into that? I hope we're about getting God's best. Really. Yes. Absolutely. Hallelujah. I'm not competing with you. You're not competing with me. I'm just running by the grace of God to attain. To win Him. And you too. And I want to see you win. And I hope you want to see me win. Because that's what it's all about. We've got to lay all this other stuff aside. God, get my undivided attention. And you know something beautiful happens? Not only do you see a vision, but you see a great vision. A great vision. Have you seen the great vision? It's Him, isn't it? Oh, the vantage point, like we were rejoicing, it takes you higher. How vast it becomes. The beautiful thing about the desert is you don't see anything else but Him. You really focus in, don't you? Oh, yeah. Appreciated the sweet sister was reminding me. You get out there and He might just show you the one flower. But you're really going to be looking at that flower. going to look all on its petals and how beautiful the stem is. And you're going to be thankful for it. You're going to say, Jesus, thank you, God, for giving me this. Yeah. Mighty times. Brothers and sisters, it's the high calling of God in Christ Jesus time. So simply, it's just about Him. It's in Jesus. It's in Him. It's in that vision. It's in His words. It's where He's taken us. And God is there. And now you're seeing that as you move into this, I'm telling you, you'll go to a brighter star in glory. It's mighty times here. Beyond amazing. See, Brother Daniel, he wasn't worried about his friends anymore, was he? Doesn't mention them anymore. Well, those men that were with me, whoop, they're gone. I love you all. I know you love me by the grace of God. But I want to win Him. And I want to know that you want to win Him too. And by the grace of God, I know you do. And if we go together, that'll be a wonderful and a mighty thing. Amen. I think it will be. But I'm going to tell you something. By the grace of God, I'm going it alone if I have to. How about you? Can go it alone? Because you're going to go with Him. He didn't have a bunch of colts with Him there when He went back into Jerusalem, did He? Oh, He had one. He had one. And you're going to ride with Him alone. He's going to bring you into that place, just you and Him. And it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful journey if you'll let Him do it. But see, He wasn't worried about being heard. He was not worried about being seen. He was caught up in a great vision because he was caught up into hearing the voice of God. Now, this is all wonderful. And in some ways, I'd like to stop there and say, man, isn't it just great? Let's go home and pat each other on the back and all that. Uh-uh. See, God doesn't do it that way. There's a cost. There's a cost to it, brothers and sisters, and it's a great cost. And it will really even cost you in a lot of things, in a lot of ways. Really, it's your life we're talking about here. And he tells us in this wonderful scripture that the cost is that he's going to have to weaken us in the way. And not only is he going to have to weaken us in the way, our strength is going to have to go. Your strength is going to have to go. When he said, by the grace of God, I must decrease so he can increase. That wasn't just a one-time thing. Do you understand that? Remember the story of the wineskins? How many times did they go back in there and pour it in? Again and again and again. God wants you to expand. Amen. We're talking all the fullness of God time here, brothers and sisters. So it's not just one time, is it? He's going to have to stretch and stretch and stretch his life in this vessel. And the only way that that vessel is ever going to stretch into his life is, I've got to get out of there. I've got to decrease. And Lord, after I thought I decreased, and I said, man, I thought I was doing really good here. I've got to decrease some more. And I've got to decrease some more. I've got to decrease some more. And I really got to come to him and I said, Lord, do I really want this? I need to be completely emptied of my strength. Can be a fearful time, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you. And you know it. It's the greatest time you'll ever have with the Lord. His blessings are rich to you. As my sister encouraged me today, and there's no sorrow in those blessings and the richness that He gives us. He's such a faithful God. I'm so grateful to God that I can see His work in my life. I'm so thankful I can see His work in your life. There's nothing more precious. There's nothing more real to me than I can read this Word of God. Not only seeing it going on here and there, but I'm seeing the transformation in my life. That's the way it's real. There's a peach, brothers and sisters, that we have to take for ourselves and to feast upon. We have to know this. But I'm thankful to say that it is written that when I am weak, I'm strong. And I'm here to tell you, I've never been so strong in my whole life. Nope. Not even when I thought I was real strong and my kid said, Daddy, how much weight could you lift? Sometimes I feel in the morning, if I could just lift the weight out of that chair, I've been doing good. And a lot of here know what I mean. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. For the very power of Christ rests upon me. Are you relishing in that? Is that something you want? God may have you mighty still right now. He might have taken a lot of things out of your life right now. He might have taken all your strength physically out of your life. Maybe all the way that you could just kind of will your will upon your family. Maybe that's gone too. Are you sitting there and enjoying what God's doing in your life? Are you reading the Scriptures and you're saying, Lord, the very power of Christ is upon my life. The very power of Christ that allowed Him to go to the cross and to be crucified. The one that could have called 10,000 angels. The one that could have said, God, I can't do it. I want you to just take them out. But He said, oh no, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. That's the strength and the power of His might. That's the love of God that you have. That, by the grace of God, is what's working effectually in us right now, brothers and sisters, where we can be despised, we can be rejected, we can be without strength, we can be without health, and yet I can rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Hallelujah!
It is so real. It is so wonderful. It's such a joy unspeakable and full of glory. And the world will never figure it out. You can try to buy it, but you'll never, ever have. Whether you had all the riches of this world, you couldn't buy an ounce of it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do you realize that weakness opens up the glorious possibility? Weakness opens up the glorious possibility of complete dependence upon Him. Do you want to be completely dependent upon God? Now, come on. Do you really want to? That tells me right here. He says, I am come for thy words. He'll hear you. And He's going to make it that way. And He is. Because He loves you. This is God's way. And I know that there are some that are sitting out there and saying, well, well, that wouldn't be my way. Well, sure it wouldn't. I'm thankful it wouldn't your way. I want God's way. And His ways aren't my ways or man's ways. And they're past finding out. But in that spirit, He's showing them to me. And I'm believing them. And I'm understanding so clearly how perfect it really is. How much sense it really does make in the heavenlies. That I'm seated over there. And it's like, man, I'm in this classroom and I've got all this instruction going on. And it's like, woohoo! The light went on and I've got it. I'm ready for that test, Lord Jesus. I'm ready for that test. Man, isn't that awesome? Are you having fun in the Lord today? I am. Praise God. See, in weakness, brothers and sisters, it reveals everything. It exposes your very own soul. God already knows it, but it starts to expose it to you. It brings you face to face with the wretched man that I am. Look what it said here. My comeliness is nothing but corruption. That means my goodness is nothing but dung. I could not bring anything. Lord, it's all you. Man, I'm satisfied with that. I'm so thankful for that. I don't have to think about it. Think about all the things you have to think about every day. Did I bring this? Did I get that? With God, you just show up. I'm here. You've got it all. Did I forget something? No, you've got it all. And that's how it is with God. I'm not trying to make this light or silly. It is just the facts. Everything you do in this natural life, you've got to remember something. Really? Did I get my third child in the car. You know? Did I get my tie on right? Come as you are. Come now. Come boldly. Isn't that just awesome to think? I just... What a God we have. How incredible is His love for us. But here we go. Now He's going to bring you on some more. Not only do you lose your strength, you're not going to retain one bit. You're not going to go back and get any. Not to dwell here. It's all gone. And all that remains is the Word of God tells us is the bruised reed and the smoking flax. And I remember as a kid, I'd think, well, what in the world is that? Well, I'll give you a little definition that the Lord's put on my heart. Now you've become this canvas. It's so beautiful that the master can now take the brush strokes of the masterpiece and start putting on there. You've now become clay that is so pliable. Oh, just so pliable that He can mold His complete and perfect will in your life. I'm just thrilled with you. Now you ready to show up? You ready to get in line and say, Lord, I want it. I want to be first. Now, I know the last shall be first, but this first is come boldly. Get in there now. Hallelujah. That's Jesus. That's what He's doing for us, brothers and sisters. And praise God, you find yourself. You will. You'll find yourself standing before Him. Completely and only at His mercy. And I really have seen dear sweet sister Esther over and over in my heart. You know that story, how she was despairing of her own life and of the people's. It was just a despairing time. There was nothing else that she could do. She could not bring anything in. She was completely and only at the mercy of the King. And not only, praise God, did mercy and grace save her, it gave her everything that was His. See, I don't want to stop at just being saved. How about you? Huh? Call me greedy. I want everything that is His. You know why? Because He wants me to have it more than I could ever want it. He wants me to have everything that is His. All things. Praise God. It's mine. I'm starting to see that. Now, there might be some. I've been there too. That in your self-righteousness, you're thinking, how could He say that? How could He be so bold to think that He could have something of God's? That's God's. I know it is. It's all His. But you know, when God tells me something, you know what I'm learning? To accept it. Amen. To believe it. To receive it. By the grace of God, to act upon it. To not delay. Not think that there's going to be a more convenient time. Let me tell you something. You might not have another time in your life. This may be it for you today. You may walk out there and God may say, it's time to come home. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't want to walk out of here without being full. I don't know about you. Amen. And I don't know how long it's going to take or what He's going to do, but I know that He can fill me up today because I know He's given me a wineskin today that He said that He would fill and have overflowing. His words gave her everything that was His. His words give you everything that is His. It's His Word. Isn't that wonderful? I love it. Oh, may we learn to be still and not want to be heard. It's a big one. But to listen to His words. To listen to His words. And to know that He is God. And brothers and sisters, in closing, this is how He does it. Absolutely how He does it. He calls us out. He draws us to Him. In Hebrews 13:13, it says, let us go unto Him. There's the invitation. Let us go unto Him without the camp. You move into the things of God. You move toward God. He'll take you out. It doesn't work the other way around. He will bring you out He will bring you out. And He brings you to Him. It's so wonderful. And brothers and sisters, we will move there when you are willing to hear His words and not yours. We will move there when we are willing to receive His ways. His ways and not ours. When we truly are willing to say, Lord, I'm willing to separate to You and You alone. I want to be completely dependent upon Your strength. I want to live a life of complete confidence in God. Because, brothers and sisters, today is the day that He has come for Thy words. And are you ready? Are you ready? Are you really wanting to hear His voice? Really? Come on. Do you really want to hear His voice? Do you really want to tend upon the things of God without distraction? Are you ready to get serious with Jesus? You talk about an out-of-body experience. I'm telling you. When you start stepping out of flesh and say, Lord, I want to live in the Spirit. I want to rejoice in that Spirit. I want to live that spiritual life. Oh my, it's got to be a peach that you're willing to taste. But once you taste it, you're going to be living in Canaan now. Oh yeah. You'll start abounding in the promises of God that He's already given you. You will. Heaven, almost here. You'll be in the fat of that land, and I'm going to tell you, the glory is so thick that you can just about taste it. So you're tasting glory today? Really? Is it on your lips? Is it something that you're thirsting for? I pray to God it is. Because the moment's now, brothers and sisters. It really is. He's come for your words. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You. We praise You. We just glory in Your presence here today. Thank You for dealing with us, Lord. Thank You that we can all say, why me? But may we walk out of here and say, why not me, Lord? Thank You for seeing us in ages past. For bringing the glorious gospel. Lord, the gospel to win Christ. The gospel of the crown. Glory to God. Let us not just take it lightly. Let us not just walk out of here and think, oh, that was a nice time. God, this is our life. This is the calling that You have put us under. Make it real. Let us see the everlasting beauty and rejoicing that we can live right now. We give You the praise. Ask You to open up the hearts. Help us to break up the fallow ground. Let us be fertile people of God. May Your Spirit just thrive in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.